Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you registered to vote? Find out how at vote411.org. Don't miss the deadline. Every state is different. Plan to vote on November 3rd or by your state's deadline if you're voting by mail. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Welcome to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment, we just believe you ought to know about it. And there is still a lot going on, even though it seems silent, you know, with all of the newspapers writing about, you know, the virtual events and that sort of thing. Let me tell you, things are still happening. And we really appreciate you sticking and staying with us and learning about some of the new voices and some of the voices that are well known here at WCCO. We have one of those new voices tonight. This episode of Young Voices Matter at the Hook and Ladder is a call to action, where they have put together everything they've learned about democracy, representation, and voting. It has emboldened Minnesota's youth, emboldened them, and that is so exciting. And they're taking the power and the lead in our nation towards a better future. So local musician Louis Blaze is hosting the event at Hook and Ladder and joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Hey, Louis.
Hello, Jerilyn.
Hey, now. So glad that you could join us. Man, I want to hear this song. Let's take a listen to the song, Why Vote? This is your new one, right?
Yes, recently released.
Let's take a listen.
Why vote? Is it a perfect place full of peace, love, and positivity? Or are there some problems that can be solved and room for more productivity? Most people hear the word vote and think of a U.S. president, when in reality, that position for us is irrelevant. Do you know about state representatives, governors, mayors, or city council members, attorney generals, sheriffs, judges, and local commissioners?
Now, that's the kind of message we need. Exactly. Answering those kind of questions, Louis, that's the thing, man. I love it. Tell me how this all came to be, and tell us what Young Voices Matter is all about.
Well, thank you so much. I just want to say it's an honor to be able to join the show with you, and I just want to express my gratitude to you for this opportunity, you know, to get the word out. It's extremely important.
Right.
But really what happened with Why Vote, I created that because of the pushback that I get from my community with all my advocacy work that I do, a lot of canvassing. I just noticed that really the problem with my community, and I'm speaking specifically towards the Black community, is really voter education, right?
Right.
It's like, you know, people don't want to vote or be engaged just because they have simple lack of knowledge, you know, and not even understanding the difference between local government and federal government, which is extremely important. So that's why I feel like it's important for me as an artist to get that message out through the music. And, we just wanted to go above and beyond. So that specific poem, my Why Vote piece, it sparked the collaboration between my collective and Four Collective, the Hook and Ladder Theater, and another youth-led initiative, Minnesota Young Champions, where we all pretty much got together and just planned to put together four different episodes around the themes of to engage, to represent, to activate, and change. And we featured some community leaders who are actually doing the work and creating solutions, such as Anika Bowie from the NAACP. She just started a new political organization called Run Like Harriet, which is doing amazing work.
Right.
We interviewed Kartumu King from the NAACP in St. Paul, Eliza Dares at the ACLU, and another young leader by the name of Elijah Norris, and feature artists who had special performances. And really what we wanted to do was create a platform that engage young people to get out into the political world and get more informed with voting and really educate them on politics. So that's what Young Voices Matter is all about.
Here's one of my challenges. I love what you're doing, and you're absolutely right. The young people have got to be educated. You know, they have to vote in those elections, the midterms, all of those matter, right? Government is local and national. All of it matters. At the same time, you know, here you are doing this virtual experience. And do I have that correct on tomorrow night?
Correct. Yes, this is a virtual experience.
This is a whole new way of trying to get the word out, because a lot of times it's just the music they want to hear. And then when you start talking about voting and trying to educate, even through the music, some of them might turn off. How do you keep them engaged in a virtual situation?
Oh, yeah. So that's actually one of the challenges that we spoke of when we were putting together these episodes. And what we noticed is, like, just with us, with young people, we're our attention spans are very short. But right. What we do like is to be entertained, right? So I think this opportunity to mix entertainment with education is extremely essential. So really, that's what we did. So within our 30-minute episodes, we actually incorporate a couple pretty humorous skits, you know, so it wouldn't just be all, like, political talk and all, like, sit-down interview and listen to a keynote speaker. But we actually take a pause, take a moment out, and do, like, a little funny skit, which is just about 2 minutes long. Us young people, we enjoy skits and memes and stuff like that. So we tried to include that within this specific series as well to keep them engaged, because you're absolutely right. That is a challenge, to keep people engaged with educational talk for a long time.
You have quite a few keynote speakers, and are they doing their keynote with music and speaking, or are they only speaking?
Okay, yeah. So how we recorded the episodes, actually, we pre-recorded all four episodes at the Hook and Ladder Theater in one day. And
nice.
We had the performers perform their set separately, and we had the speakers sit down and do an interview with me separately. But then what we did, we matched one performer and one speaker into one 30-minute episode. So each speaker had their own episode, and these episodes actually streamed all Tuesdays in October. So every Tuesday we had one episode stream, and now tomorrow we're pretty much putting together the different four episodes in a 2-hour special. And then it's also going to come with a youth panel discussion that we held as well that has never been seen yet. And that youth panel discussion is me sitting down with four members of Minnesota Young Champions and really allowing the youth to speak on the issues that are going on, talk about what they're passionate about, but at the same time, share to the world the different things that they are doing to change the narrative.
Okay, how will you know when you've been successful? How do you measure that success?
Oh, that's a great question. So many people measure success differently. Personally, I found it easier to measure success by my metric of happiness, you know, where I'm at in my life, essentially, is really being grateful for the things that we have. A lot of times, I remember in my past, I used to try to compare my success with other individuals that's been doing this work longer or got way more experience, and it really took me away from acknowledging the couple different accomplishments that I had, right? Like being able to graduate high school, like that's successful
right.
within itself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people my age weren't able to do that, didn't have the opportunity. Or like as simple as, you know, facilitating a workshop for a group of young people and like having those experiences, I feel like it's successful. So it's really, I feel like being able to do what you love and do what you're good at, you know, and share that with the world, I think that is a sign of success right there. And that's just my perspective, though. There's plenty of different perspectives on success.
I love that you're doing this. Tell us how people can get tickets.
All right. So this is actually a free event.
Oh, that's right. I did read that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is a free event. And what people could do, it's a couple ways they can get engaged. We have like one essential link that we've been trying to send people to. It's a Crowdcast link. And it's a website there. It's www.crowdcast.io/e/YoungVoicesMatter.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. But other than that, you could follow our social media page.
Right.
And we are streaming the pages on, we're streaming the episodes on Facebook and YouTube as well. So you can follow us at N4 Collective. That's the letter N and the number 4 Collective. And if you just follow our page, you'll most likely see the live stream pop up at 7 o'clock tomorrow on Facebook Live.
All right. And will it be replayed on YouTube?
Yes, we will also have it posted on YouTube as well.
All right, so this is happening tomorrow night. The election is on Tuesday. Have you already voted?
Actually, I have not voted. I actually recently just switched addresses, so I had to, like, re-register and everything, so I wasn't able to vote early just yet. But I am voting tomorrow or on the 3rd. I'm actually I got some disclosed information I can't share right now. But, yeah, my voting experience will be documented, and I'm looking to share it with other people and inspire folks to vote, not just for this election but future elections as well, and really just get educated around the political world.
Right, and I really do hope that you guys honed in on that, you know, midterm election. It is so important. I am so grateful that you guys are getting this out there and letting people know about it. And then finally, I was on your Facebook page, and it says, this is what you said. We all got dreams, and mine is to become a music icon. I can't do it without the fans. So help support me if you feel I got what it takes. I love that you said that last line, because you don't want them to just do it to do it. You're saying, hey, you are worth investing in. And that's what you're doing with these young people, trying to get them to vote. You are investing in them, educating them to make sure they understand the importance of it. So I thank you for that, Louis Blaze. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, well, I want to thank you. It was an honor and a privilege to join the show. I just have to say, I am a huge fan of the Steele family.
Oh.
You all are amazing. I've had the honor to work with J.D. Steele at the High School for Recording Arts.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, he's an amazing soul, an amazing spirit, you know, and you all are amazing. So I just want to say thank you very much. This was a great opportunity to be able to speak with you.
Proud of you, Louis. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Peace and love. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. I'm excited because our friend Jack Ruler and his staff at the Mixed Blood Theater have some things going on, and I love getting an update from him over at Mixed Blood. They are using art to help the Somali and East African community deal with health crisis. Mixed Blood Theater, with its home in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood, understands and has seen firsthand the need for candid and culturally sensitive conversations, which is why they joined the public health specialist Abdu Mahmoud to create Abdu's City of Nations Storytelling Studio, which uses live theater and storytelling to open up discussions around healthcare. Now, Abdu has helped Mixed Blood Theater lead 17 of these story circles in the past 3 years for 325 Somali and Oromo metropolitans metropolitans across genders, gender, generation, language, and culture. So welcome back, Jack Ruler. I am surprised to learn 17 story circles have already happened. That's amazing. What are you hearing from the attendees?
You know, is Abdu joining us, or is it just the two of us, Karen?
No, he's gone. I'm hoping he's there. Are you there, Abdu?
Yes, I'm here. Jack,
I thought so. I just wanted you to introduce him, Jack,
and tell us
all about the City of Nations Storytelling Studio.
So Mixed Blood has been in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood for 45 years now. And as the neighborhood changed 20 years ago, Mixed Blood needed to change to remain an anchor in a community it had always been instead of becoming an island. And so our work in Cedar Riverside became a major part of what we've been doing all these years, and we were fortunate enough 3 years ago to have Abdu join our staff and start these listening sessions, these story circles, in hopes of changing the relationship between the community and the healthcare system. So Abdu, you want to share what the story circles have revealed and the videos and what you're hoping to accomplish with the studio in the next few years?
And before you do that, Abdu, I want to say that what Jack said about listening, it really is the key to the success of these stories, right? Because we have to listen in order to understand. So